Hello, and welcome to another episode of Creating a Mind for Success. I am your host, Karunda Glover. And as I said on my last podcast, that things are going to change on this podcast. I need to be a little bit more raw, I guess is what you would say. Anyway, today we're going to go over something I read every day. It's called Jesus Calling. And it says, trust me in every detail of your life. Nothing is random in my kingdom. Everything that happens fits into a pattern for good to those who love me. Instead of trying to analyze the intricacies of the pattern, focus your energy on trusting me and thanking me at all times. Nothing is wasted when you walk close to me. Even your mistakes and sins can be recycled into something good through my transforming grace. While you were still living in darkness, I began to shine the light of my presence into your sin-stained life. Finally, I lifted you up out of the mirror into my marvelous light. Having sacrificed my very life for you, I can be trusted in every facet of your life. Jeremiah 17:7, Romans 8:28, Amplified Version, Psalms 40:2, 1 Peter 2:9, New King James Version. I figured every time I get on, I give you a little bit of inspiration with the Jesus is Calling. It's a book called Jesus is Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young. My father got me and my husband a book like this, and he had my name imprinted on it in gold, Karunda Glover. I appreciate my daddy for that. He always gives me some uplifting and encouraging words. By the way, before you leave out, please don't forget to hit subscribe on my podcast so you can be aware of every new episode that comes out and get a little motivation and help with your mindset and your life. Like I said, I'm going to be doing things differently now. I gave you the business side of creating a mindset for success. I gave you the life side of creating a mindset for success and how to organize things. But I'm going to give you this, my daily life. Every day I get up every morning, I pray, I meditate, I read this Jesus is Calling. I read Our Daily Bread, but because it has scriptures in there. If you do not know how or where to start reading the Bible, go online to Our Daily Bread, I do believe it's .org, and look it up. And you can get it on your phone as an app, or you can get it delivered to you as a hard copy. And it will help you on what to read every day. It gives you little snippets of stories in there to go along with the title. And I also write down what I want to do for that day. I have my goals written down. I do my morning affirmations. And I start my day. The first thing I say before I get going in my day is I'm going to have a good day. I refuse to have a bad day. I refuse to let anything get in my way. I go ahead and tell myself ahead of time, because there is power in your words. Life and death lies in the tongue. You can speak death upon your life and your situation, or you can speak life into your life or in your situation. I choose to speak life. I know we're going to have negative days. I know we're going to have those days where life just takes over, just kind of takes the best of us. But you know what? Don't stay there. As soon as you get there, change that negative into a positive. Because the longer you stay in a negative, the longer you're going to be in a negative mood, negative attitude, and bad attitude. And on top of that, it's the law of attraction. you attract what you feel, what you say, and what you bring it to the table. So if you get up in the morning, the first thing you say when something doesn't go right, oh man, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You better bet that you did wake up on the wrong side of the bed, and your day is going to be awful. You're going to have trials and tribulations, trouble all day long. Another thing I saw with Steve Harvey, he was talking about the law of attraction. It can't help but work that way. And that's the way it worked, because it's called the law of attraction. If you go and say, I can't do this, there's a good chance, a strong chance, really, there's a good possibility that you're not going to be able to do it. If you tell yourself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, there's a good chance you'll be able to. If you tell yourself, I can't go down that road, you know what? You're not going to be able to go down that road. If you tell yourself, I can go down this road and I can make it, there's a good chance you will. If you tell yourself every day, oh, I'm broke, you better believe you're going to be broke. If you tell yourself, I'm going to be a millionaire, there's a good chance it's going to happen. If you tell yourself, all men are dogs, then you're going to be every dog that's out there. Every man that's dogmatic towards you with a dogmatic attitude, you're going to be the last one of them. If you say, I'm going to have good relationships, there's a good chance you're going to have a good relationship. It's called the law of attraction for a reason. It can't help but work. You attract what you think. You attract what you feel. Have you ever seen, what is the name of that movie? Oh, I can't think of that movie, but have you ever just got up and actually did it and said, I'm not going to let anything bother me today? And things that come your way, you don't let it bother you. Have you ever said anything to yourself? Oh, here's a good one here. Every year I get sick the same time every year. You tell yourself that every year. You tell anybody, know how you doing? Oh, I'm fine. Do you ever get sick? No, not really. But you know, I get sick around the same time every year around February. Every year I get sick. You tell yourself that you get sick at the same time, around the same time, every year, first of the year, you know what? You're going to get sick. If you tell yourself, no, I don't get sick. I'm pretty healthy. I'm good. They're not going to be. And you know the reason why I know this? Because when my pastor preached on it about speaking life into your situation, excuse me, he said that. You ever heard a person that says, you know, oh, I get sick all the time, or I get sick at the same time every year? You know that you get sick at the same time? I used to do that. Excuse me, I used to do that because I did. I used to get sick around the same time every year. It was usually in the spring, usually around February or March. I used to get sick every year without a doubt. It just always happened. And when he preached a sermon on that about the power of the tongue and you seeing what you are or what happens to you and it actually does, it did. I said, okay, I'm going to try this. So I did. When we got to talking about one of my friends, we were talking about being sick, and she's like, don't you get sick around the same time every year? I said, no, not anymore. She's like, well, I said, nope, I'm good. I very seldom get sick. I mean, I really don't. My children are healthy, even with them being grown. I don't see it. So if I get sick or catch a cold, it's a mere fluke. It was just time for me to catch a cold. But other than that, I do not get sick in the spring anymore. I do not have that cold anymore. I don't have allergies. Oh, my allergies used to be awful. But now, no longer. So when you tell yourself that you are something, your mind believes it. Your mind, as you would say, kind of doesn't have a mind of its own. It believes what you tell it to believe. If you tell it that you're not sick, after a while, continuously telling yourself, embedding this into your mind, you're not. Another example, my doctor, I moved here to Georgia. I'll be so glad when I move back to Arkansas. But that's neither here nor there, because I'm enjoying my time here. I am learning different things here and different experiences. It's just I feel that my work has not been finished in Arkansas, and I moved a little too prematurely. But, man, I just can't believe the things that you say in your mind of what, you know, how powerful this is, because my doctor, I went to go see my doctor, and he did the blood work, you know, either your urine or your annual and everything. He came back to my blood work, and he says, well, you know your blood pressure's high. Well, yeah, I already know that. I had a little bit of blood pressure, but I've been having it for a few years, ever since I had my last baby, take medication for it. He tells me, you know what, your cholesterol's high, you're a diabetic. I said, excuse me? He says, yes, your A1C is 7.1, and your levels for, I forgot what it was they looked for in your blood for lupus. I said, I had lupus. I said, no, I don't. He says, Ms. Glover, no, I don't. I said, I don't care what you say. He said, look, I need to go ahead and get you started on some medication. No, you don't. And then he said, Ms. Glover, I said, look, he told me I need to lose at least 50 pounds in a year. I said, oh, easy, I can do that. He said, what? I said, it's a year, 50 pounds? Yeah, you tell me that, you know, 30 days? Nah, may not be so much, and plus it's not healthy. So yeah, I can do it. So every time I go in, I've lost weight. It may not be a big amount, but any, you celebrate the small wins. No matter how small they are, I lost 3 pounds. For the past 3 months that we've been doing this, I've lost 3 pounds each time. And one time, I didn't lose anything. I stayed the same. And he looked at me, he's like, well, Miss Glover, I said, yeah, I know. He goes, well, you know, you're still diabetic. I need to put you on medication. I said, no, I'm not getting on medication. I'm not a diabetic. I refuse to believe that. He said, but you, I don't care what that blood work says. I am not a diabetic. And he looked at me and said, diabetic? I said, yes, a diabetic. That man laughs at me all the time. He said, man, you're going to be something else. I said, yes, I am. I'm going to be your first and last patient that probably ever does this, and you're going to remember me. But I told him, I am not a diabetic. I refuse to believe that. I have lupus. I refuse to believe that. He said, well, do you have this? Do you have this? Different signs and symptoms of lupus? Nope, don't have it. He said, well, yeah. I said, look, I have been doing CNA work for 20-something years. So, yeah, my joints are going to hurt. Yes, my bones are going to hurt. Yes, I'm going to be tired at times. At the time, I was working as one. So, no, I really don't see the difference. It's not like I'm, you know, just drastically tired or I'm just, oh, I'm hurting so bad. You know, it's not like I'm doing that. Just, hey, it's called wear and tear. I'm 40-some years old. I mean, 48. I mean, good grief. Your bones sometimes are going to tend to hurt. You know what I'm saying? So he told me that if I didn't go ahead and get my level down or do what I needed to, that he was going to have to ethically, you know, because of him being my doctor, that he has to give me medication. I said, you ain't going to do that. He said, okay, Ms. Glover. Remember, you said it. I said, remember, I said it. Came back. Blood work. Guess what? No longer diabetic. A1C 6.1. I said, it's pre-diabetic, lady. He's like, Ms. Glover. I said, it's pre. It's pre. I ain't no diabetic. And he looked at me and said, yes, Ms. Glover, you're right. I said, okay. I said, okay, what about the other blood work? He said, your cholesterol is perfect. It's below, you know, it's right where it needs to be. My good cholesterol is good. My bad cholesterol is good. And the symptoms that saw that whatever it was in the blood work for the lupus is not accurate. They don't see it. And he just looked at me. He says, Ms. Glover, I don't know what to say with you. I said, do what I say. Believe me when I tell you, I don't have it. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am able-bodied. I am free from any and all diseases and viruses. I tell myself this every day. I refuse to believe the diagnosis that the doctor gave me because I don't believe it in my mind. I don't believe it in my head, so therefore my body has to agree with my mind. See what I'm saying? But this is how you can do mind over matter. This is how you can tell yourself every day. This is affirmations that you tell yourself every day. And when you tell yourself these affirmations every day, your mind starts believing. Your body has to correspond with it. It has to agree. So when I tell you to go ahead and use positive affirmations, when I tell you to tell yourself what you are, your mind is going to believe it. Over time, your mind is going to believe it. So like I said, each segment is going to be different from now on. I'm still going to have stuff on there for creating a mindset for success, because all of this leads to success. All this leads to creating that mindset, because you need to have a growth mindset all the time and not a, I can't believe I forgot the other one. Look over here. But you need to have a growth mindset all the time. Your mindset needs to be growing continuously every day. You need to be reading a book. Every day. I'm going to tell you something my brother told me that I haven't started yet that I'm doing today. Well, I started yesterday. But I'm actually digging into it deeper. At first, I was reading like, you know, 3 or 4 pages a day. me and my brother both said, he said he was reading like 5 pages a day, and then he changed to 10. And he started realizing the books that he had, he was going to be forever reading them. So in order to get over those books and finish them, he started reading 25 pages a day. Think about it. If you have a book that has 100 pages and you're reading a book and you read 25 pages a day, you're going to be through with that book in about a day or two. Therefore, you're able to read more books. So continue to learn. Always stay learning. Always, always, always stay learning. My dad always told me my whole entire life, I tell my children this, they're grown. I tell my grandchildren that. One is 1 and 1 is 5. I tell them every day when they go to school, learn something new. I learn something new every day. Never not be learning. Always keep your mind positive. Always tell yourself you can. My grandson had that problem because he does have a problem. They see him a little bit on the autistic level, and I tell him to tell himself every day he can do it. Tell his mind he can do it every day. And do you know, with my grandson doing it every day for the rest of his life, he is not going to go to, he's not going to believe or be what the doctors say of his condition, because he's going to believe in his mind. But again, read that book, Think and Grow Rich. It has a story in there about a man who had a son, excuse me, that was born with no ears, and how that child ended up hearing. So when you condition your child at a very early age, have them believe in it, they can do anything, anything is possible, they start doing it. Because that's what they have in their mind. If they're taught their whole entire life, they can't do it, they're not going to do it. So you have to start encouraging your children at an early age. I was really encouraging my grandson since he was a baby. Just like my second one here, I'm starting to encourage him. I wasn't there for him when he was born because he was born in a different state. But now that I'm with him, I mean, I encourage him every day. I tell him he can do it. I tell him he's going to be talking soon. I mean, he's getting there. He's worn. He started walking. He started crawling. I said, boy, I don't think he's going to actually crawl, because he did that crawl where, you know, he had his butt up in the air and hands on the floor and never had his knees on the floor. I said, he's going to be walking soon. He looked at me, started laughing. My daughter looked at me, started laughing. He was walking in 9 months. So encourage yourself. Always remain positive. Watch what you say, because what you say can be life or death to your life. Remember, please subscribe to my podcast. Share. You have no idea who this might help, who this might touch, who is at their wit's end and hears my podcast, or something in my podcast that I have said might be what they needed that day. You never know how you can touch someone. And don't forget to smile. Smiling at someone is free. You never know how you can brighten up someone's day just with a smile. Thank you so much for joining my podcast for Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover. Remember, share, and click subscribe, and tell your friends to subscribe, because it's going to get good in here. It's going to get juicy. I'm telling you about my entrepreneurship journey. I have started studying with Grant Cardone, and I'm telling you, dude, stuff is amazing. It's awesome. I'm loving it. Right now I'm doing a 90-day challenge. I will let you know how it goes from day to day, and right now, so far, it is awesome. I love this man. He is raw and uncut. He's from the South, just like I am, and I love him. He even says that I'm from Louisiana. He said, I can speak the English language any way I want. I can bring it. Is I'm a redneck, the Carrigans. I love him. I love him. I love him. His honesty, his transparency. He tells his story as to how he got to where he was. You know, he used to be a drug addict for quite some time, for a number of years. Then for about, I think he said 5 or 10 years, he didn't touch a drop of alcohol or a drug. I mean, y'all should read his book. You should. I mean, it's just awesome. It's just, I guess I just resonate with this guy because of his raw and uncut, because I have a tendency to just let things fall out of my mouth. I don't really think sometimes before I say it, and sometimes people take it the wrong way. I should say all the time people take it the wrong way. But like I say, I'm working on that. I'm a work in progress. You know, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. All right, you all, we're going to have a podcast a week. I'm going to go ahead and come in and tell you how my day is, how my week went, and I hope you enjoy and got something out of something I said today. I hope I've helped your day in some type of way, helped you in some kind of way of motivating you and helping you with your mindset. Again, I'm Karonda Glover. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and until next time.